Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's a big game when the Lions are on Sunday Night Football and you hear the voice of Mike Tirico. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Jim. Good morning, John. Good to talk to you guys.
Good morning. How about this? The Detroit Lions, number one seed as of now. What have you seen? What have you learned about the Lions throughout the course of this season?
Yeah, halfway champions, right? without a doubt in the NFC. It's pretty cool to watch and see, especially for the fans in the area who have sat through so many years of average to bad football. I've seen a team that can dominate at times, a team that has overcome the loss of their best defensive player, and a team that just is – John, I think they've done a rare thing. They've picked up where they left off. And you know better than Jim or I would, locker rooms change, the composition of the room, the team, those nuances, one, two, three, four players, it's different. But the ability to really pick up where they left off last year is maybe as much of a testament to Dan, Brad, culture, all those things that have made this run really good. And look, they look as good as anybody in the NFL right now. Head into the second half of the season. There's a long, long way to go. But right now, they look as good as any team in the league. And we've seen most of the good teams in person in the first half of the season.
Jared Goff's numbers over the last 6 weeks, 5 weeks, have been historic. Is it sustainable? And if not, what's the fallback? What should we expect from Jared Goff throughout the rest of the season?
I mean, you know, these numbers are insane, but I think they're real. I don't think it's a guy on a roll. You know, we're not on a heater at Vegas at 2 in the morning. I think this is legit, and I think it's because of the run game. You have such a physicality in the run game that passing the ball becomes a little bit easier. And when you are leading in games, passing becomes less predictable, right? So they've got that ability as well as anybody in the league. I think Kansas City, obviously, we've seen since they brought Kareem Hunt back, they have the ability to run the ball and run the ball effectively now. And their running game has been pretty good with their big triangle in the middle, the center and the two guards. Well, the Lions have a terrific offensive line. They're able to do the same thing. That just forces defensive backs to be less numerous, plain and simple, in the secondary. And the talent on the outside with using the running backs in the pass game and Laporta and Amon-Ra have been big. I think this is a big month or so for Jameson Williams. I really do. And look, the guy had obviously something not of his doing with the injury coming in. The gambling suspension was of his doing, but you understand that. This issue with the PED, two-game suspension, and the gun situation, which obviously has an impact his playing ability, but now there's three, four things on the list. He is surrounded by really good people from the top down, from Sheila to Rod, to Brad, to Dan, to the offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, the team. It's a bunch of really good people. And it's a bunch of people you can learn from. And it's time. The guy's maturity, his ability's there. The maturity that everybody says is there has to be at a high level because his presence makes a huge difference in what this team can do in the last 2 months of the season. So as he comes back in the lineup, I hope he's energized. I hope he's excited. I hope he's learned from this, and I hope he is the guy who stands up and takes that next growth step here over the next couple of months on and off the field.
Talking to Mike Tirico, Sunday Night Football, Lions and Texans. As you can imagine, we come in on Mondays and it's euphoria. They just win, and they win in different ways. It's special teams against the Titans. It's elements last week in Lambeau. And it feels like they're never going to lose a game. But can you tell us about the opponent in Houston and the team standing opposite?
You mean if they win, you're going to go to 16-1 now?
Yes.
Listen, in 2 weeks, you're out of runway, pal. Just so you know.
I appreciate professional heads up on that one.
Thanks. Yeah. Can you count to one in the loss column? The Texans are good. We had them at Chicago week two. I've watched them a lot and watched them a bunch as we're preparing for the second week, because it's not a team that I've seen a lot, so I've watched them a little bit more than most teams that we have early in the season, and then watched them leading up to this. Right now, their offensive line is not good in key parts. Laramie Tunsil, their left tackle, is a very good player, has probably more penalties than the Texans would like to start the season, but left guard has been a turnstile, and it has really hurt this team. C.J. Stroud last year looked mature, confident, poised. This year, he looks more like a young quarterback who's running around. It's more Josh Allen 4 years ago, where he's got to survive to make plays here. In the second half against the Jets, he was taking the snap and almost doing an immediate pirouette left for two reasons. Pressure, he's just trying to run away, find some place he can set up and throw. And nobody was winning in the secondary. And without Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins, this team is just not as good as they have been. And that's going to need to improve. Diggs not coming back. Collins will see as we go through really today, getting a better sense if he's going to be a part of this or not for them. They hope to get some folks back up front. But right now, other than that, on the defensive side of the ball, this is a good test. And this is a team that has limited other good offenses. So I think it's a formidable challenge. They're building something down there that is not at the level of what Detroit has built right now, but it's pretty darn close. I love their coach, love his style. And I think this is not an easy out. This is the best team in this division that the Lions see, all four teams here in this stretch.
How big a deal is it to get Nico Collins back for this game for that offense?
It's big. It's so big. When you watch the game last Thursday night against the Jets, you can see nobody getting open. And then when you put on the coach's film, the All-22, the high angle, and watch it, there's no place for him to go. So, look, they can run the ball. I love Mixon. Joe Mixon's such a good, hard runner. And he's like running with an attitude after leaving Cincinnati, where he had 49 career touchdowns, and he's added a half dozen or so to that this year on the ground. Hard runner, hard to bring down. The Lions' quality and run defense will be tested by Mixon. But you've seen good backs this year already. He's 100 yards really in every game that he's been able to finish this year, except for one. We had him in the Chicago game. He ended up with one of those ankle sprains because of a hip drop tackle. But very good on the ground. They'd like to keep the ball for 30-plus minutes as well. You have two 30-plus minute time of possession teams. And I don't know what you guys have seen as you watch the league. If I had to give you a feel for the first half of the season overall, it's the return of the importance of the running game. I think we saw it a little bit last year. But teams are running the ball. No matter how many wide receivers you draft and your fantasy team, teams are turning around, handing the ball off. The good offensive line teams are the teams that are winning in the NFL. And give me play action. Give me something where my quarterback has some time and has some balance. The word balance gets thrown out in football. And sometimes we'll say, hey, balance. They've run it 25 times. They've dropped back 25 times. That's not balance to me. Balance is the ability to do both on your terms. Mm-hmm. And think about the Lions. They run it when they want. They throw it when they want. They are a balanced team. And I think we're seeing the good teams in the league are more balanced teams now than they were maybe 3-4 years ago.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're in a very unique position, I think, to give us perspective on what the NFL thinks about the Detroit Lions, because you live here. People know that you live in Southeast Michigan. And when you are, I don't know, in San Francisco, or you're in Seattle, or you're around everywhere else in the NFL, people will probably bring up, hey, how about those Lions? What is the perception after trying to throw the ball to offensive linemen in the Dallas game and somewhat running up the score, or the situation in Green Bay where Brian Branch has the personal foul, then he gives the double bird to the Packer bench and the fans? What is the perception of the Detroit Lions outside of Detroit?
Sure, yeah, it's a good question, John. It's funny because usually I'll get back Monday morning and be driving around and pop you guys on just to hear, Jim, is the team going 18-1 or 19-1 or whatever.
He's getting sized for a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, whatever people mover he's on at the moment, right? You know, which, by the way, I love that nickname for the Lions offensive line, the people movers.
Yes.
I like that. That's cool. I'll give you a great example, Jim, and I won't name the coach and I won't name the player. But we do these production meetings. Our crew still travels in person to go meet with the home team, and we watch practice on Fridays of the home team, sometimes Saturday. So we're in back-to-back weeks a few weeks ago, and one was a player, one was a coach, and they were in cross-pollination mode. What do we mean? The team they were playing had played the Lions 2 weeks ago, or they were watching tape of the next opponent, and they had just played Detroit, right? And just randomly, without bringing them up, we go, hey, that Lions team is good. Hey, that offensive line for Detroit, hey, those running backs, man, St. Brown, man, that receiver's playoff. Different people have brought up different pieces of what the Lions do, how they do it, how good a team. There's no secret. Last year, it was the great American love story in terms of an underdog football. We're all rooting for you. I think people are all rooting for Detroit and the Lions fans, because they were exposed throughout last year, the playoff games, how incredible the fan base is. They've seen now how that Honolulu blue wave travels across the country and shows up and does the Detroit takeover of many of these road venues. So everybody's got all that, but now they're just good. Now they're just really, really good, and people get it and see it and know it. And it's definitely talked about in the league. If you ask people, hey, give me the couple of teams you've seen the first half of the year who were the best, it's going to be Kansas City and Detroit, with very little excuses and very little yeah buts.
Mike, what's the presentation planned for Sunday Night Football? Is there a 19-1 people mover graphic? Like, how are you guys going to tell the story of this game? What should people look out for?
Good. We are. That's what our group meets to do yesterday, and started to put those ideas together. And then I happened to where their conversation, our production folks ended up on ideas of yesterday, today. So I'll have a really good idea later today and tomorrow of some of the specific stuff. And we'll be talking to the Lions, obviously, during the week and get ready for all that. So those graphics, those neat things, they are being hatched last night and on into this morning. So we'll find that out when we all get on our call later today. I know we're all excited to see them. Haven't seen really... Look, the start of this was when the Lions started to make the run a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But the Lions had played, other than Thanksgiving, 15 1 o'clock Eastern games before the end of the Rodgers era at Green Bay game, right? That Sunday night where they knocked the Packers out and Aaron walked off Lambeau for the last time. We've seen them six times in that interim, and our whole group is so excited. See, I think our only disappointment is that we're not here. One, because they don't get to come to the house and we make them a nice dinner, but we love doing games at Ford Field, and everybody will. And I'm just curious, guys, will the people who went out of their way to say Detroit shouldn't have Thanksgiving football, why do we go there every year? This year, the Lions are the team that saved Thanksgiving. in terms of football.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the schedule is Giants, Dallas, and then we're in Green Bay with the Packers are fine to see a Miami team that has been woefully, maybe the biggest disappointment of this year. The Lions will be the best team by far playing football on Thanksgiving. So will all the people who trash the tradition of Detroit and Thanksgiving football, will they come back and say, oops, thank God we have the Lions this Thanksgiving? Just a question to get a couple weeks ahead of this.
Somebody admit they're wrong?
Never.
Come on.
We've got receipts, don't we?
Right? Yes. We do. And Mike, just want to get you out on this. If the Lions don't win the Super Bowl, is there an asterisk on the season because they don't have Hutchinson?
Oh, you're funny with an exclamation point.
Mike Tirico, Sunday Night Football.
Well,
we
played,
love it.
Mike.
Thank you for listening.
Mike.
Love having you on, and we'll talk soon.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. Look forward to listening to you guys on Monday.
All right, thanks. He's Mike Tirico, 97.1.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.